Well, I can remember, that's all. We had two chairs and the van and the television and the olive tree.
What did you have in the bedrooms?
Just beds and dressers and shift robes and things. They had one of these old tall carters. I know you heard of them if you ain't seen them. Had one of those old tall closets. They've towed that down since I've been down here.
What did they call that? Wardrobe?
Wardrobe. That's what I was trying to say. Had a wardrobe in each one of those bedrooms. No, had a wardrobe, one wardrobe robe in here and one in one bedroom.
Mm-hmm. I see. And would you tell me how you used to make a bed? How did you make up a bed?
Well, I'd get up if I had a felt mattress on, I turned my mattress over. And if I had a feather tick, I'd take a broom and beat my feathers, turn my feather tick over and on, beat it with the broom till it get fluffy and have it all level. And then I'd put on two sheets. Tuck one, and then the other one, I just let it hang loose, you know, and get between the sheets and the covers.
Mm-hmm. What did you put over the top to keep warm?
Quilts.
And in summer, what did you use? What did you put over in summer?
Nothing but sheet or something like that.
Did you have something to put over it that would make it look nice?
Yes, a bedspread.
Bedspread, And what'd you put your head on?
Feather pillow.
Feather pillow.
Yes.
And did you ever have one of these things that went across the whole way?
Bolster.
Did you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I told Bolster up though and made two pillows out of it. But I don't use bolsters now, but I did then.
I see.
We use a, let's see, I think I told that up, bolster up since I've been down here. I think I did. Give me a show for one pillow and I kept one.
I see.
That's the last bolster I can remember ever having. I used to like them and you said to put the bolster all the way across and then put two pillows up, you see, on top of the bolster. That's the way to fix it.
I see. And did you ever make a bed on the floor for the children?
Yes, a pallet, you mean?
Pallet,
Put down if I had a mattress, I'd put down the mattress and put sheets over it and then put quilts and pillows down for their heads and quilts to cover them up with.
I see. Mm-hmm. I suppose they like that, huh?
Yes, sir.
And, how did you keep the milk cold in the summer, in the old days?
To keep it cold in the old days?
Yeah.
Well, we had one of these old-time ice boxes.
I see.
With the top, you know, slide top.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep the milk down in that, and that's where we kept the milk cold.
I see. When you were a little girl, did they have anything to keep... when you were a little girl, did they have anything to keep the milk cold then?
Yes, sir. You know what it was?
What was that?
Water. Spring water. They kept the water, kept my milk covered, and put it right on the knees of the pump. And had us a little pond dug there and set the buckets down in there. It stayed cool.
I see.
We'd have to take it out of that for it to turn.
I see.
Yes, sir.